Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. This week, we are celebrating Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Week across the state of Iowa. Celebrated April 12th through 17th, we join Extension offices across Iowa as well as staff across the state and on campus in celebrating this week. We celebrate Extension Week to thank many volunteers, community leaders, organizations, agencies, and other partners who support our work in Cass County and across the state, and to help Iowans become more aware and more engaged with Extension programming. We have certainly had some challenges in the past year in delivering programs in our normal way, but we continue to want a strong Iowa and reminding Iowans that we are here for you now and always to help deliver and find research-based information that can make a difference in your life. If you'd like to help us celebrate Extension Week, we'd love to have you follow along on our Facebook page as we share trivia and information throughout the week. You can also stop by the office. We have some fun activities here for folks to pick up to learn more about Extension, as well as some fun prizes you can get entered to win. Also want to share an upcoming partnership. Iowa State University is partnering with the Iowa Department of Public Health and the University of Iowa to host a series of live virtual information sessions on the COVID-19 vaccine. Experts from the Iowa Department of Public Health and University of Iowa will be the speakers on those sessions, and ISU Extension will be hosting. Those speakers will answer questions about vaccine creation, safety, and efficacy, as well as what getting vaccinated means for you and your loved ones. This series is being offered to help provide Iowans with the information to make decisions that are right for them about their health. These sessions will be hosted at three different times in the next couple weeks, all of them online. No pre-registration is required. You can register and attend for free and anonymously. The first one is coming up this Saturday, April 17th at 10 a.m. online. The second one is that Tuesday, April 19th at 6 p.m. And the final one on April 24th at 10 a.m. is offered in Spanish. Again, for more information or to sign up for these free confidential webinars, you can visit iowacovidinfo.org. Just join online when the session starts. Again, you do not have to pre-register or share your contact information to join those sessions. Also want to share some information released from our horticulture specialists this time of year. Starting a vegetable garden is always a hot topic. Last year during the COVID-19 pandemic, gardening increased greatly in popularity, and many people are still now eager to learn more about gardening and growing their own food. ISU Extension Horticulture Specialists Ajay Nair and Cindy Haynes recently released some frequently asked questions about starting a home garden. We'll highlight some of those here, and you can find all of them online at the ISU Extension website or by stopping by our office. If you're looking for a good site for a vegetable garden, find a site that is well-drained and has fertile soil. The site should receive at least 6 to 8 hours of direct sun every day, so you don't want shady sites near large trees or shrubs. Vegetable crops in general will not produce well if they don't receive much sunlight. The site should be fairly level to avoid soil erosion and free of difficult-to-control weeds such as thistle and bindweed. Access to a water source during the growing season is also important, especially in a season like we had last year that was very dry. If you don't have space for a vegetable garden, you can grow vegetables in smaller plots or containers. Many vegetables have more compact varieties, such as dwarf varieties of tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and squash. Dwarf or bush varieties work very well for these types of locations. There are also a number of easy-to-grow vegetables if you're just getting started in vegetable gardening. Peppers, bush beans, leafy greens, and tomatoes often make the list of easy-to-grow vegetables, but you also want to select vegetables that you are most likely to eat, obviously because you'll be more likely to pick and consume them as they grow throughout the year. Another common garden term is cool season and warm season vegetables. The difference between these is pretty basic, but it's good to know. Cool season vegetables prefer cool daytime temperatures, and warm season vegetables prefer warmer daytime temperatures. Cool season vegetables include cauliflower, broccoli, spinach, and lettuce, will tolerate a light, and warm season vegetables like tomatoes and peppers are not frost tolerant and do much better once the soil has warmed up quite a bit later in the spring. Cool season vegetables can be planted starting now, usually in mid-April. Warm season vegetables should not be planted or transplanted outdoors in central Iowa until mid-May. Some short-cycle cool season vegetables can be planted again in late summer for a fall harvest, such as many of your leafy greens like lettuce and spinach. If you're interested in starting a garden, we encourage you to check out all of the gardening publications on the ISU Extension store online. We also have quite a number of those printed here at the Extension office. You can just step right in the front door and peruse our selection of gardening publications. If you're not finding what you're looking for, we'd be more than happy to print one for you as well. As always, for information on upcoming events in Cass County and across the state, we encourage you to check out the ISU Extension and Cass County Extension website. Follow our Cass County Facebook page. You can give us a call for more specific information, 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension. Have a great Extension week.